I'm Katya Gordon, and I am with you for our regular weekend check-in, not weekend, Friday check-in with Greg Ruberg, CEO of Lakeview Hospital. Greg, thank you so much, as always, for calling in this morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. A couple listeners have commented that you did indeed open. There was an event, and you are open for business with a new addition right now. Do you have anything you want to add to that exciting fact?
Sure, yes. We did open on Tuesday. We had our official ribbon-cutting ceremony starting at 12:30, and what we did was four different events throughout that afternoon to meet COVID requirements. So we did a ribbon-cutting ceremony, our official one at 12:30, and then we did grand opening celebrations throughout the afternoon on the hour, limiting to less than 25 people. That all went very well. We had appropriate screening in place. We did some small group tours, and our first 3 days of operation have gone very well.
Good. Well, that is good to hear. What a relief, and what a fun thing, hopefully, as well as expanded services. I know my mother had a problem with her finger, and amazingly, she was able to get a specialist in Two Harbors just for a finger thing, which I thought was, I don't know if that's new with the new expansion or if that's been there for a while, but sometimes it's amazing to me what kind of specialized care we can get right in Two Harbors.
Well, yeah, the thing I would say about that is our goal over the last 6 years is to bring as many specialties to Two Harbors to serve all of Lake County as we can. So we started with things like urology and physiatry, which is physical medicine. We have general surgery and all of these different specialists. Then we worked on the building project, which was designed to expand the services that we offer even further. So we needed to put some physical improvements into the building, such as a new pharmacy to support infusion therapy. So as a result of the building project and some ongoing strategic planning, we're going to be bringing oncology for chemotherapy and rheumatology up to Lakeview. So again, our goal is to have as many specialty coverage as we can to serve all of our patients so they don't have to make the drive to Duluth or elsewhere.
Yeah, that is a huge deal for people who live here. So that's good to have that reiterated again. All right, let's touch on, the numbers. COVID numbers in Lake County continue to slowly go up. The number of active cases, what do you want to say about those numbers?
Yeah, so a couple of things I'd remind our listeners on is last week when we had talked, we had seen kind of a smaller spike in numbers. You know, we were seeing two or three at a time. We saw a day where we added, you know, up to five cases, and that was alarming, I think, to people because we had been seeing ones and twos dating back to March. We started tracking very carefully. The county did back in early May is tracking active cases and total cases. What I'd remind people to think about is you see that number of 48 or you know, as it's climbed, those are all of the cases to date when that recording started back early May. So what I always look at, there's two things to look at. There's the active cases in the county. So those are people that actively have COVID and are recovering at home or isolating or being treated. And then there's the total count, which is a cumulative count of just month after month. And so I think that can be a little bit misleading or create some concern. The other thing that is looked at is what we call the 14-day case rate. And so that 14-day case rate is really the metric that the health department, the governor, and the schools are looking at on a pretty much a regular basis to determine kind of that model for school versus in-person, hybrid, or distance learning. So again, I think with all of the data that gets shared, you have to really understand what the data is and kind of what it's used for. So I think it's important, again, to look at those items versus the total rate.
Right, because the total rate can only go up because that's just the accumulated rate. And so the active number maybe is more about what is actively happening today in the community. So thank you for that clarification. So we keep hearing rumors about a COVID vaccine timeline. Do you have any information on that front?
Yeah, so this is something we follow really closely, and I try to avoid the national news as much as I can on this one because I think you can hear and see all kinds of different messages. I just had a call this morning with our hospital association. It was our CEO annual meeting, and we had elected officials on that call as well. And what we keep talking about on the COVID vaccine is the time frame. So it appears the most likely time frame that we're going to see for the general population of getting any type of COVID vaccine is going to be well into 2021. So, you know, I've heard estimates at the end of the first quarter. Some are saying the beginning of the second quarter of 2021. So you're looking at spring, maybe early summer for the general population. I do think there may be some special groups that will get it earlier, and that could be healthcare workers. It could be those at very high risk once it's determined to be safe. But again, you know, we're looking at CDC and other experts in the field, infectious disease experts, and seeing what kind of those timelines are looking at. But you know, I've had a couple of calls from people saying, "Do you think I could get a COVID vaccine in November?" And I say it's very, very unlikely that that would ever happen for the general population. Yeah.
All right, so we can all take a deep breath and not watch daily details on that. Just let that one rest for a while, it sounds like. How about
Correct.
The flu vaccine? Any news on that?
So this one, we have more information that people can act on. So we do have flu vaccine in at Lakeview in our clinic, and we have people coming in every day for influenza vaccine. And so we, in our first 3 days of opening, I was actually surprised by the number of people that had made appointments or were walking in to get that flu vaccine. And again, that's a very important step you can take to protect yourself from influenza and going into a winter that's going to be challenging when we talk about colds, flus, and COVID, and trying to determine which is which and what people should do as far as isolation and recovery.
Yes, and speaking of determining differences between various viruses, you now have screening. Describe the new building and how the screening and testing will work.
Yes, so in our new building, our goal back a year or two ago was to design a new building that had one entry point. And the benefit of that was really around patient convenience, ease of wayfinding, and also safety and security. Now, little did we know that we were going to be faced with a pandemic before we opened, but our new main entrance is right off of Highway 2. There's ample parking for patients right out front. And the minute you step in the vestibule, there's a COVID screening station. So we have a checklist of symptoms that you look at. We do the infrared thermometer screening, and we give you a sticker. And then from that point, it's pretty convenient. You can take a right to go to our outpatient lab in our medical clinic. That also includes our specialty clinic, and it includes our retail pharmacy. If you go to the left, that brings you into the hospital. So you have rehab services on the main floor, and then you have the hospital and ED on the second floor. Now, of course, if you're having a significant emergency, you would go right to the emergency entrance, which is just north of the main entrance, and they would screen you there. So really, there's two main entrances for all patients, visitors, and other customers, and that's the main entrance and the emergency room entrance, both on the same Highway 2. Right in front of the building.
Okay, so that means that upper entrance, sort of around the back that we've been using for months, that is no longer an entrance.
That is correct. So we closed that. We will be closing it this week. So we did, you know, keep it open in the morning to get anybody that missed the memo or didn't know. So again, we can serve customers well. But that entrance will be closed. That was only our temporary entrance during construction. And now that substantial construction is complete, the main entrance is now open. The other benefit in the front is, like I said, we've got 20-plus parking spots that are non-handicapped, plus ample amount of handicap parking spots. There's a drive-under canopy, so if it's raining or snowing soon, you can get under out of the weather. And it's just a couple feet inside the building, and then everything should be pretty intuitive as far as where you go. I would add, we also have staff available to walk people to the medical clinic or to the pharmacy or to rehab or anywhere else that they're going.
Great. Well, that is all really good, and every week that goes by, we'll have more familiarity with that new place and all that you offer there. So thank you so much, Greg, for the check-in, and we will hopefully talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. That was Greg Ruberg. He is the CEO of the Lakeview Clinic and Hospital. This interview will be rebroadcast probably on a weekday evening after 9 p.m. and also during the Saturday morning mix between 9 and 11 p.m.